That's all I have.
All right, so looking at the resolutions tonight from the treasurer, I'll go through each of them quickly, and then I would ask that we can group some of them together.
Okay.
First one we have is a resolution to authorize advancing funds. This actually, we had a situation in March where we did not receive the funding from the federal grants in a timely manner. We have received the funds, but I need to go back and have the board approve that advance that I made in order to end the month of March. Next month, we'll be returning these funds directly back. As I have said, we have now received the funds. The next one, I have a return of an advance. You'll see that we have returning funds from the Stadium Turf Fund back to General Fund. We had advanced money to the Stadium Turf Fund to make a debt payment in January. This would be returning that advance if we have received the appropriate payments for that account. I have three then and nows before the board to consider. Each of them are roughly large amounts. We have the AT&T Global Services. This is a maintenance contract that we are actually canceling with AT&T. Dave and Pete have been working with AT&T to try to get the best value out of this contract. We've opted to cancel the contract with AT&T as we will be changing over some of our phone systems in two of our buildings as we find it's more financially advantageous to spend the initial money on the hardware that's needed instead of continuing to pay for a maintenance contract with AT&T. The next one is a Gordon Food Service overage. This is a situation where, to be very honest, the month of March had 5 weeks school in session. It wasn't accounted for when they did the PO. So we did run over on our supplies for the cafeteria. And then finally, we have the Flickinger Wetland Company. This is for the wetland survey that we had done at Center Ridge. As we were moving through the process with LESCO, we were moving pretty quickly on getting things done in order to work on our exchange agreement. We just did not have a PO in place, and that falls on me and my office. But I would ask the board to approve that, as we have had that done already. We do have an appropriations adjustment I'm asking the board to make. Again, this is moving money around within our functions and objects, not an increase in our general fund appropriations. Next one, we have a purchasing of computer networking equipment. In the past, the school district has worked with the Universal Service Administrative Company, USAC, runs an E-rate program for schools and libraries. An E-rate allows schools and libraries to get a discount on your telephone and internet services. In the past, they've also allowed it to be done for computer hardware, but our district has not qualified for that. Last year, they rewrote the rules and are now allowing far more schools to participate in the computer hardware side of it. So Mr. Zagray has worked on this and has written up specifications to purchase additional computer networking equipment. This would be wireless in, I believe, two or three of our schools?
Two buildings.
And then also some of the backbone that's needed to connect our buildings at a faster speed to move computer information back and forth through our servers on a quicker basis. We're looking at a purchase of roughly $237,500. We are eligible for a 40% reimbursement from E-rate. So this is, if you look at your phone bills at home or your cable bills, you'll see that you pay a fee to USAC, a USAC administrative fee. And that's on your cell phone bill, your house bill, I think it's on your internet as well. It goes into this pool at the federal level, and we're able to get reimbursed for that. So this will bring back additional funds to the district, allow us to upgrade our computer network and our wireless. And the money that's not covered by the reimbursement is planned for in our budget for PI, which I'm very grateful that we passed back in November. So now we have a PI levy coming in that will cover things like this. So that's how we're able to fund that one. And then finally, we have before the board a longer resolution that is for LESCO, our architects. And although the board has approved LESCO as our architect of record, you did that several months ago. We're at the point now of the nitty-gritty, now that we have the funds from the bond issue and we're entering into contracts. I'm asking the board would approve this contract with LESCO Ultimately, you'll see it allows the board president, Barb, and myself to enter into a contract with them, not to exceed just over $1.8 million, or just under $1.9 million. This is 6.5% of the construction budget, plus a little bit more where we had consideration for the services LESCO provided in reviewing both sites as we continued to look at the possibility of Center Ridge, but also planning for Parkside. So it's just over 6.5%, which is a very fair market rate for architect services. So are there any questions about the resolutions?
Mr. Hopkins, I take a look at, for example, the Gordon Foods. If we spend too much, then what will the district do when we spend too much in a situation like that? Will we try to make that up in the future? Will we have to make a change of budget? What would the district do when we go over with something like a Gordon Foods food service?
You bring up a good question, and I want to explain what then and nows are a little bit so that everyone knows what it is. What then and nows are is under the law in the state of Ohio for finances, when we're getting audited, in order to buy anything, in order to pay anyone, in order to buy anything, we need to have a purchase order in place, okay? So we're encumbering the funds is what it's called. When a invoice comes in that's dated before the purchase order, okay, or the invoice exceeds the purchase order, typically we would get written up on an audit. Under the law, there's a caveat called a then and now, and what that literally means is the treasurer is certifying that then the money was available and now it still is available. So we're not actually exceeding our budget in these areas. What we did is we wrote up a PO, in this case to Gordon Food Service, say, probably over a three-month period, and said, okay, we're going to do a $60,000 PO. The budget has the money available, and that's where I'm certifying, yes, it was available when we wrote up the PO and when the invoice was issued. It's still available now within our budget, but we exceeded that PO because we didn't have that specific PO in place for those funds. So we did not exceed the budget. It's not an issue of concern that I have for budget on the budget side. Our food service program is run in its own enterprise fund. It's a separate fund from our general fund, and it does fund itself. I mean, we're Mr. Kosvar and Lisa Zuck in his office do a nice job making sure that we're keeping it funding itself. So the general fund is not subsidizing it. So in this case, none of these contracts are affecting our budget numbers. We're just affecting the legalese of having a PO in place.
Thank you.
I have a question about the wireless networking equipment. and it's going into, was it Dover and Hilliard, or I don't remember?
It is. Dover and Hilliard have the oldest wireless, so they'll get upgraded. We're also upgrading wireless at the high school and middle school, and moving some of that equipment down here to this building and to Dover Elementary.
So when the new school is built, and this is probably a really dumb question because I don't know what goes into all the equipment, but can any of that be salvaged or used?
That was certainly part of our plan. Okay. And if it's needed, it can be moved to the building.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Did you want to group all of those together?
Actually, if I could, just for purposes, I'd like to group letters A, B, C, and D together.
Okay.
And then I would like to do E and F as each as their own. So it'd be three total if that's acceptable to the board.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve resolutions A, B, C, and D?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Winter.
Yes.
Finucane.
Yes.
Kraft.
Yes.
Lozinski.
Yes.
And Stoll.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Is there a motion to approve Resolution E to authorize the purchase of computer networking equipment?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Kraft.
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
And is there a resolution to, I'm sorry, a motion to approve Resolution F, which is authorizing an agreement for the design services for the new elementary school with Lesko Architect?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Stoll?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Kraft?
Okay, I'll go through a few of the resolutions a little more in depth. Some are pretty standard that we've had. First one I always like to read specifically because they're donations and we always appreciate when people donate to us. So we did receive a donation from Dinah Abogrun. I donated $100 to Westlake High School for the international flag installation. Puka de Pepo donated a pan of apple gorgonzola salad, which is my favorite salad for Monday, but I didn't get this. But if anybody would, it would just be me. Burntwood Tavern donated a grand prize luncheon for 7 students at Lee Burnison Middle School. The luncheon is to reward the top 7th grade band members for Music in Our Schools Month practice records. Chipotle donated 30 burrito wraps, chips and salsa to Hilliard Elementary School for Harvest for Hunger Drive, which we just heard about, thank you. First Watch Cracker Park donated breakfast muffins to the WTA and Administrative Communication Forum at Parkside for the attendees on the all-day meeting. Kathy Fishbach, president of English Speaking Union, the Cleveland branch, donated $250 to the Shakespeare Club at Westlake High School to be used for the production needs of their club. If you recall, we had the Shakespeare Club present, may have been the last board meeting?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Matt Garland from Garland New Homes donated $500 to the youth lacrosse program at Westlake High School to be used to offset the expenses. Mrs. Hamawai donated 1 dozen cupcakes and 1 cheesecake to Hilliard Elementary for the Harvest for Hunger Drive. Mr. Thomas Hill donated a Vito clarinet, a King trumpet, Pierre Sartell and Company cornet, music education books, and a complete set of Groves Dictionary of Music and Musicians to the Music Department at Westlake High School for the purpose of enriching the music education of current and future students. Houlihan's in Westlake donated apple pies to Hilliard Elementary Schools for the Harvest for Hunger Drive. Margot Inslee donated $50 to the Frank Sarna Memorial Scholarship Fund. Jimmy John's donated 12 mini Jimmy sandwiches, coupons, and chips, a $44 value to Hilliard Elementary School for the Harvest for Hunger Drive. Joe Kraft donated $200 to Hilliard Elementary for the Harvest for Hunger Drive. Kathleen Lewis donated $100 to the Frank Sarna Memorial Scholarship Fund. Reading Music donated 6 music stands and $75 in gift cards to the 7th grade band at Lee Burnison Middle School for the purpose of rewarding students for the Music in Our Schools Month practice records. Judith L. Rotkiss donated $400 to the Frank Sarna Memorial Scholarship Fund. Charles Scheit Jr. donated $100 to the Frank Sarna Memorial Scholarship Fund. Robert Scheit donated $200 to the Frank Sarna Memorial Scholarship Fund. Subway donated a 15-piece platter of sandwiches to Hilliard Elementary for the Harvest for Hunger Drive. Sweet Basil Pizzeria donated 2 large pizzas to the Harvest for Hunger Drive at Hilliard Elementary. John Zabo donated a laundry dryer, a $200 value to the custodial department at Hilliard Elementary School. And Zoop donated soup and salad to the Hilliard Elementary School for the Harvest for Hunger Drive. And Mr. Hopkins, it sounds like Hilliard got enough food, so I'd cut their Gordon's bill.
Yes.
They don't need it. But that's a really long list, and we thank everybody for their donations. Letter B, I will go through quickly, and it's just approving Mrs. Nichols to be a home instructor. Staff recommendations, we do have some HR items, human resource items with FMLA. We also have Sarah Rothkegel, who is going to be the new business teacher at Westlake High School, to approve. Mrs. Rothkegel is being recommended for the business teacher vacated last year by Mr. Patrizzi when he had left. We've had a long-term sub in the position this year. We do have classified substitutes for staff members. And the contracts I will touch on, the supplemental contracts are for athletics. And you will see on there, there's co-head baseball coaches, and the baseball staff work that out amongst themselves to make sure they got more coaches on. The next contracts, this is the one I was gonna talk about. We did hire some folks to help us with translation services during some testing. I think some of it was for maybe even entrance testing as well. The next is a resolution to employ coaches from outside contracts. These are the folks who run some of the outside programs. This is not, when you see volleyball on there, it's not our varsity volleyball. Even some of the people will be the same, but it's an outside organization running through us. The correction that we had in the 17-18 calendar, I know you just approved this, but as we went through it again, one of the things that Dana did a really nice job with is, if you remember our previous format, it was very confusing to where it had the calendar and then it just had everything listed on the right-hand side. She took that calendar and broke it up month by month and took all the special days and put it within each month to make it look better. As we switched it over, we left off the fact that we typically have the Wednesday before Thanksgiving off. And we did not have that indicated as off in the version that you approved. It's not a change, it was a typo that we just want to make sure that we get the correct one approved by the board. One other thing that I did receive a couple emails about, you know, when we did do that change of spring break, it wasn't, we weren't doing it for religious reasons, like we weren't saying, oh my gosh, you know, spring break isn't at Easter, we need to switch that over. The reason that we put it back to where it was because when we looked back on records, one of the things that we saw was indicated to the public and everyone else was that we were gonna have the two calendars mirror each other. And so we had some people who were looking at it and saying, well, you said this was gonna, like the 2017-18 was gonna mirror 16-17, but you switched the spring breaks. And so we said, you're right, we did say that, so we just made it right. Friendship connection. This is a resolution for the board to approve a foreign exchange group. We do have a foreign exchange student from Germany at the high school, and this is just approving the organization. Everything has been in place for that. Resolution J is a resolution to approve three agreements that we have with, one with Tri-C, one with Kent State, and one with Lorain County Community College for College Credit Plus programs. Our primary contact and the primary group we use is Tri-C, but we do have agreements with the other two schools as well. Resolution K is approving some job sharing. This is approving some mentor for resident educators, though I don't see a name on there. Is there supposed to be a name on that one? What's the name? Okay, can you add that, Todd, to reflect that? And then the resolution for the agreement with the ESC, the Education Service Center of Cuyahoga County. It's our annual agreement that we use with that organization. And then the last one is a resolution of commendation for those who have submitted that they are going to retire. We have Margaret Smith, who's been with the school district for 30 years as a bus driver. We have Carol Hennessy, who has 20 years of service with the school district as a cashier. Mimi Verdone, 16 years, and is currently the principal of Holly Lane Elementary. Sandy Erdman, 26 years, and is currently the guidance counselor at Dover and Bassett Elementaries. and Wendy Thrasher, who has spent 27 years in the school district and currently is a teacher, grade four at Bassett Elementary School. I do have some that I would like to keep separate and put together, but if you'd like to ask me any questions first.
Mr. Goggin, on the agreements, we have the College Credit Plus. Those are agreements that those institutions have with Westlake City Schools. We have our program. Mm-hmm. If we need to reach out to those entities, that's how that contract works, or is that contract College Credit Plus? For example, if it's tri-company.
It's both. The agreement will cover what we do in-house. It'll cover textbooks. It'll cover the cost. It'll indicate the cost if students go there, what it's going to be and what we do at in-house, as well as the resources around it. They're the standard ones that, you know, every school district has with them. And actually, I think this is the first time in my previous district, I always had these approved by the board. I know they haven't been here, but anytime anything on it says there, an agreement between the Board of Education and another entity, I always want to bring them so you guys see them.
I just wanted to say thanks for all the years and years of service to those that are retiring. Mrs. Verdone had planned on being here tonight. She shared a few tears in the Mr. Tucker's office, and but she wanted to say hello to everyone here today.
In regards to voting, if I can just keep 5A and 5N separate, so if we can have 5A separate and 5B through 5M groups, with 5N also being separate.
Is there a motion to approve Resolution 5A, Gifts and Contributions?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? Other than saying thank you again to our very generous donors, always amazes me. Roll call, please.
Winter?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, is there a motion to approve resolutions 5B through 5M?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion?
Could I just say, I just wanted to reiterate what Mr. Kraft had said, thanking all of the folks who have indicated that they're retiring. That is going to be a huge loss for the district, as it always is when we lose that, you know, those folks who have given so much of their lives to our kids here and our community at Westlake Schools. So we are sad to see them go and wish them all well. And I know that we're gonna have a retirement festival, a celebration of their next steps. I'm excited to hear the folks who are retiring and what their next steps are. In their retirement, so it's an exciting time for them as well, but I know it's a sad time for our district. And then I also wanted to commend the district and commend the folks who are job sharing. I think that that's something that is wonderful for many of our staff members, so that they may be able to have a little bit more time to be with their families, but yet still have their head in the game to still be able to contribute to their schools. And I know that our kids really benefit from not losing folks completely when they want to take a little time for their families. So I commend them for doing it. And I'm also very grateful for the administration for making sure that we allow that to help to happen and to help them out. So that's all I have.
And as I told Mrs. Verdone, there's nothing not to like about retirement. I think it cheered her up a little. Okay. Roll call.
And just for the record, 5L will be amended to add Christina Micha as the mentor. Winter?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, and our last one is we need a motion to approve 5N, which is to approve the retirees.
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Kraft?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
And that brings us to our last hearing of the public, which can be on any topic, within reason. If you do have a comment, please come up and state your name and address. No one. Okay. Board comments. If we haven't commented enough already, there's a time for more. Okay, then at this time, we will adjourn for an executive session to discuss the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of an employee or official, and no action will be taken. So is there a motion for adjournment of the regular meeting?
No executive session.
Roll call.
What?
Adjournment of the executive session.
Pardon?
To adjourn into executive session at 6:51 p.m. Kraft?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you all for coming.
Are we moving into another room?
I think Kim has. Kim said there's a room across. Yes, it is.
Okay. So, valuable information. When our one old access point is overloaded, there's at least a 4-second delay.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Oh.
Did you get my message?
You know, I saw your note there, yes. I apologize.
I said the Gretchen. Oh, you must have.